Russia is antagonizing the U.S. on multiple fronts these days, in Europe, in Syria, and in cyberspace, if claims prove true that Moscow is behind some high-profile email hacks. But in the Arctic, Russia is still playing nice. That's one conclusion a panel of national security experts made at a Washington, D.C. briefing today. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Russia has built up its military on its side of the Arctic. It has installed or refurbished Arctic bases, enlarged ports, and built new airfields.
But the fact is there's really no evidence of aggressive intent by Russia.
Julia Gorley, the senior Arctic official at the State Department, says it appears Russia is gearing up to protect its economic interests. It has offshore oil wells.
Frankly, all countries would do the same.
Gorley spoke at a Capitol Hill briefing for congressional staff. Reports of a massive Russian land grab have been circulating since 2007, when a Russian submarine planted a flag on the Arctic seabed at the North Pole. Russia has submitted a claim to a UN commission for more Arctic territory based on how far it says its continental shelf extends into the ocean. The documents aren't public, but Gorley says the State Department believes Russia did not make an outlandish claim.
In determining its outer limits of the continental shelf, so far there are no overlaps with the United States from what we know of its submission.
John Pendleton, a military expert at the Government Accountability Office, agreed it's likely Arctic warfare is not on the horizon.
I'll pause there and make sure you understand that the DOD has assessed the threat of military conflict, and we have it from several sources, as low in the near term. Armed conflict.
Sherry Goodman, though, is more wary. She's a former Pentagon official and now a think tank fellow at the Woodrow Wilson International Center. She says the U.S. needs to assert its military presence in the Arctic and remain alert for changes in Russia, for signs it may be resurgent in the North as it is elsewhere.
I agree that today we are not facing those challenges in the Arctic with Russia, but we've got to operate up there with our eyes wide open.
All of the panelists concurred on the need for more icebreakers and for Arctic ports. They were speaking to a room full of congressional aides, the people who work for the people who could fund such projects. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.